You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. 4 years ago, on November 24th, 2014, the first episode of the podcast Reply All came out. It's a podcast about the internet hosted by Alex Goldman and PJ Vogt. And since then, they've put out 131 episodes. The show's gotten over 100 million downloads so far. Robert Downey Jr. is going to star in a movie based on one of their episodes. And from the debut, it's been one of my favorite podcasts. A while back, in 2015, I did a special edition of Song Exploder for Reply All about their theme song by Breakmaster Cylinder. I'd heard the guys talk about the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder in the show's credits, but I didn't really know who or what that was, and I wanted to find out more. So in honor of the 4-year anniversary of Reply All's launch, I'm putting out this special crossover edition for the first time here on Song Exploder. I hope you enjoy it. It starts with the Reply All theme song, which goes like this. By the way, I'm not sure how many of you know this, but before Reply All, Alex and PJ had another podcast about the internet called TLDR, and a lot of aspects of Reply All first manifest in that show, including having a theme song by Breakmaster Cylinder. So they've all been working together since September 2013. When I wanted to find out how the Reply All theme was put together, I discovered a few surprising things, like the fact that PJ and Alex have never actually spoken to Breakmaster Cylinder, who prefers to remain anonymous. They've only ever emailed. So when the guys say, the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder in the credits, they really mean it. They don't even know if Breakmaster is a he or a she. I interviewed Breakmaster Cylinder, but out of respect for his or her privacy and mystery, I had an actor replace Breakmaster Cylinder's voice. Or did I? I'm sworn to secrecy. I also discovered that before there was a theme for Reply All, before there was even a theme for TLDR, PJ and Alex first had to agree on whether or not their podcast should have a theme at all. Here's PJ.
Alex wanted one and I didn't want one. I think I remember like feeling like it was not a good idea because you would end up having episodes that didn't tonally fit the theme song. Do you remember that argument?
Yes. I don't think that I had a particularly strong counter argument.
So why did you win that?
It's a weird question. I never win any arguments. I wanted something kind of anthemic and breakbeaty and just like really heavy.
Isn't it anthemic? Like an anthem instead of an antheme?
So many years ago, probably 2008 or 2009, I somehow stumbled upon a video that Breakmaster Cylinder made, which was a remix of Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes. Mr. Sandman. It was this video that was just the most gruesome moments from every horror movie strung together to the tune of this sort of creepy, distorted remix of Mr. Sandman. And I was like, well, this is someone I want to keep an eye on. So I started looking through Breakmaster Cylinder's other videos, and I started following their music. And then when it came time to do a theme song, I was like, who is just weird enough to work with us and make this thing?
My name is Breakmaster Cylinder, and I first wrote a theme song for PJ and Alex for TLDR. The first theme was received relatively well and was sort of the sound of the show. In retrospect, it feels more childish, I guess. It's sort of goofier.
I think that initially we were enamored of the idea of doing a show about the internet that was very internet-y, and our first theme song was all synthesizers, and it was all synthesized. One of the things that we really realized making TLDR is, yes, it's a show about the internet, but it's mostly a show about just your environment and where you are and who you're talking to and how you're talking to them.
So they wanted to do something a little more refined, maybe. The tone of the new show was going to distance themselves from what that theme sounded like, which was too, you know, little kid-like. I am reading an old email from Alex Goldman to myself in November of 2014, and he says, "If I had to describe what I wanted in terms of emotion, I'd try to describe our show, which at its best moments is both irreverent and earnest." I had some weird thing where I was obsessed with Bach. Prelude in C is basically what the Reply All theme is. Yeah, it follows the same chord structure. It's the first four measures, but instead of playing each individual 16th note, you bring it all into one chord. So what you can do is you can take one measure, and you can block it into one chord, so it's this. And the second measure is this, and third, and fourth. And then it goes the first four measures, and then it goes measures 12 through 15. So, back on the tonic, and it's nice. You can't possibly do it better than Bach would have done it. Let's go to those nice diminished sevenths. It's really good. This piano in this room is not really good enough to record most of the time. That is a fakey piano sound, though, which is a little unfortunate, but I kind of tried to dirty it up in the EQs. I totally cannot play drums, so I just recorded every drum hit individually. I bought some brushes because they're awesome. That is layered with a trap kit. This theme song is just like layering all my favorite shit ever, I guess. It's a coin being spun on a table, but it's pitched up like exponentially along a curved line. So it starts low and it gets higher quickly. So hopefully it sounds like it warps into whatever sound comes next. Those are two different sounds. That is a mason jar being rolled across a table. And then the other sound is a small glass being shattered with a hammer.
In addition to these organic elements, Breakmaster Cylinder also made parts of the music digitally, programming notes with MIDI software on a laptop.
This bass line, I wrote a MIDI line and then exported it to five different bass noises. And then throughout the track, I have them all layered at the same time, and then I'd mute all of them except for one and just switch between them when it sounded right. It switches between them quickly, so you get some sort of beboops and some rumblier dubstep basses and some sort of warm mid-range out of all the same bass melody.
After a few rounds of drafts and revisions went back and forth between Breakmaster and PJ and Alex, the theme settled into its final form. I asked PJ and Alex if the theme song had a title. It doesn't, really, but...
It's called Reply All Intro 4, Frankenfuck 1 and 3, Beep Boops Lower Down, Dot Wave. It's called Frankenfucked because we combined the beginning of one and the end of another, And then it says beep boops lower down because
I said I wanted lower down beep boops.
Because we turned down the beeps and the boops in the mix.
TLDR is a great show, but Reply All has a lot more depth than TLDR did. They'll be talking about one just general branch of the internet, and then they suddenly zoom in on one human story. And I don't know if the theme does that exactly, but I think it does balance the organic with the electronic, you know, Bach and machine bass, like the human component on the internet, which their show does really well.
I think our show feels a lot like both of our personalities, which is like cheerful with like a depressed streak and like a little bit manic. But I think that mostly it's a pretty optimistic show. And I think the theme song is an optimistic theme song. And I like the feeling it starts us out with every week.
Normally in Reply All episodes, what we hear is a condensed version of the theme song, but it's actually a longer piece of music. So here's the fully assembled, full-length version of the Reply All theme by Breakmaster Cylinder. To learn more about Reply All and the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder, visit songexploder.net. Reply All's website is replyall.limo. Thanks to everyone who made this episode possible. PJ Vogt, Alex Goldman, Fia Benin, Tim Howard, and Farolith Young. Next time on Song Exploder, for the 150th episode, Fleetwood Mac. Song Exploder is produced by me, along with Christian Kunz. Carlos Lerma does original illustrations for the show. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.